the other thing is that, you know, he's not a partier like you guys think. He'll have a beer. You know, did he smoke weed? Not really, not much. You know what I mean? Look, my friend Leon Brown, who Arnold still to this day sees and takes care of and everything like that, and calls him up on the phone, okay? He's got, you know, Leon's got Arnold's cell phone number. They talk. And Leon was there. Leon was Arnold's training partner. And then, I don't know, I think I might have told you guys the story real fast, but I'll tell you, you know, even shit like when Leon beat Franco Colombo for the Mr. World one year. And Franco Colombo was actually Leon's training partner. They actually trained together. And Arnold, you know, they all trained together, the three of them. And, you know, this is like, I don't know, 1974 or 73, something like that. I don't know. And Franco was so upset. He was like, and said he didn't want to even train with Leon anymore. He was very upset about it. And Arnold used to fan the fire because they would be in Gold's Gym. And Leon, Arnold would be in there with Franco. And Leon would come in. And Arnold would call over and go, "Hey, Leon. Leon, there he is. There's Leon. You know who Leon is? He's Mr. World. He beat you, as a matter of fact, right, Franco?" You know what I mean? And Franco would actually get mad, throw down dumbbells and shit, and walk away. And Arnold would laugh at him because he knew that Franco was so fucking uptight. And this was his friend, okay? Franco and Leon were buddies, but Franco would get so fucking uptight, he couldn't even fuck his feet, he'd walk away. You know, so it's just
things like that. That you know, it's,
you know, he was a prankster. You know, as Leon used to tell me, when Arnold would walk in a Gold's Gym when they were young, you know what I mean? He'd walk in and he'd go, "Oh," like this, and everybody go, "Arnold, hey, oh," you know, and he'd come in and he'd fucking, you know, they would all be around him and he'd start talking to everybody, shake everybody's hands, fuck around, you know what I'm saying? And that's the way he was, you know. I mean, they would go out to, you know. They would go out, you know, going around and shit, drive around in Arnold's Volkswagen. And he said that Arnold was a speed and that thing go, you know, put it so it go as fast as the car can go. And Frank would be laughing. But, you know, Leon be in the backseat shitting his pants. One time they came out of the thing and a cop was giving Arnold a ticket. And Arnold told them, "Jump in the car, let's go." So they all jump in the car and they speed off and they fucking left the cop there. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so he knew that if the cop couldn't put the ticket on, you know, didn't finish writing up the ticket and couldn't put it on the windshield. I mean, you know, he was just, Arnold was a crazy guy. It was fun. He was a very fun-loving guy. He would prank friends all the time. He was a prankster, bro. He was a real, real prankster. You know, they used to eat at a club called the Germans. I don't think that they used to call it the Germans. That's not what the real name was. But, Arnold used to eat, like he used to eat steak and eggs, what he called steak and eggs, but it was a hamburger patty. It wasn't real steak. It was a hamburger patty, and he'd eat eggs. But Arnold's favorite food to eat back then, believe it or not, was pancakes. Arnold was a pancake for love pancakes, you know. But they would all eat there, you know. And, it was, you know, Arnold, you know, he was a good guy. You know, he still takes care of Leon to this day. I got a million Arnold stories. This is personal shit I know about Arnold. I'm not going to tell you. But he used to say that Arnold would show up at the party, you know, whenever they would have parties. And Arnold would be the first one to go home, though. He said he would have a beer. He would milk his beer. You know, in other words, drink it, you know, sip it all throughout the night. And he'd be the first one to leave. Okay? And then Leon would tell me sometimes at 5 in the morning, Leon, you know, he goes, "I just got home at 4 in the morning. I'd be laying there sleeping. And at 5 in the morning, Arnold would come right into his apartment. "Let's go. Come on. Let's go. Let's go to the gym." You know what I mean? And, you know, Leon would be like, "Oh, my God." You know, he was like dead to the world. But, you know, he's, you know, Arnold was like that. Arnold would go in there. It would just go in there, and he used to like to go sit and play chess, believe it or not. There used to be like chess boards in a park by the beach, I think it is, and these old men would all be playing chess and checkers and shit, you know, and Arnold used to sit down and play with them, even when he was young. That's I think Arnold was 19 years old when Leon first met him, and that's what he was doing. He met him playing chess on a beach, you know, on a, not the beach, the park where the beach is, you know, the old men would be playing chess on there, and Arnold used to play with him. Arnold was a good guy, so...